Welcome to Unpacking iOS. My name's Jonathan Wiley, and in this episode, I'm going to look at some hidden tips and tricks for the keyboard on your iPhone or iPad. Let's start unpacking. There are lots of hidden features in iOS, and knowing what those are can dramatically change how you use your iOS device. Unfortunately, not all of these features are as discoverable as maybe they should be. They're either buried in menus or hidden from plain sight. And I think the iOS keyboard is a perfect example of that. So, in this episode, get ready to impress your friends and wow your family, because I have 13 top tips for using the keyboard on your iPhone or iPad. Number 1. Press and hold for special characters. The iOS keyboard is a lot more expansive than you might think. We spend a lot of time navigating between the different layers on the iPad keyboard in order to find numbers and punctuation and the symbols we need when we're typing. However, a lot of these characters can be found with a simple press and hold on a key. So if you want to write café like the French do, you can press and hold the E key and then move your finger along the screen to select the E with the acute accent, then release your finger to make the selection. Foreign language keys are not the only characters that are hiding under a long press. When typing a web address in Safari, you can press and hold the dot in order to have quick access to domain shortcuts like .com, .org, or .net. You can press and hold the dollar sign to get more world currencies. You can press and hold the zero key to get the degree symbol for temperature or an angle. So there's plenty of those surprises waiting to be discovered. I'm not going to mention them all here, but get your iPhone or your iPad out, press and hold on some keys, and see what you can find. Number 2 is key flicks on the iPad keyboard. iPad users take the idea of pressing and holding a step further with something that Apple calls key flicks. You may have noticed that most keys on the iPad keyboard now have two characters on them. For instance, the Q key also has a number 1, W has number 2, E has number 3, and so forth. These secondary characters can be used by pressing on that key and pulling down with your finger. Make that flicking motion to flick down, and you will get the alternate character on the keyboard. When you do things like this, you rarely need to switch to like a second or third layer to find anything you need, because numbers and punctuation are all there on the top screen for you. Now, key flicks are available on all iPads that are updated to iOS 11 or newer, but the exception to that is the 12.9-inch iPad Pro. It has a bigger screen and it has a bigger keyboard. That bigger keyboard has dedicated buttons for punctuation and other symbols, so it doesn't need key flicks. Number 3 is the one-handed iPhone keyboard. Over the last few years, iPhones have got bigger and bigger, and people like those bigger screens, but they're not always as easy to use as you might want them to be. And a classic example of that is one-handed typing. In years gone by, it's been easy to get your iPhone out and type things with one hand, navigate around the screen and do everything you need to do. However, with these larger screens, that is a bit more problematic. So Apple has included the option to activate a one-handed keyboard. If you go to Settings, General, Keyboard, you'll see an option to turn on for one-handed typing. And the options there are for left and right-handed users. And once enabled, your on-screen keyboard will shift to the side of the screen that you chose. The keys will be a bit smaller, but this change should enable you to reach more of the keyboard and have a better one-handed typing experience. A quicker way to activate the one-handed keyboard is to press and hold the emoji key or the globe key on your keyboard, and then slide your finger to the side of the screen that you want your keyboard to be on. To return your keyboard to its normal position, select the icon in between the left and right options, or tap the arrow on the side of the keyboard. Number 4. Caps Lock on iPhone and iPad. This is a very short but easy one to learn. If you haven't found out how to do Caps Lock before, all you do is double tap the Shift key. You can tell you have the caps lock on because the shift arrow will turn black and it will have a line underneath it. To exit caps lock, simply tap the shift key again. Number 5 is shake to undo on iPhone. Now, shake to undo is one of the most unusual keyboard tricks there are. The idea is that you shake your iPhone in order to undo the last thing that you typed. So it's kind of like Control Z or Command Z on your laptop, but on your phone. The iPad has a dedicated undo button, but the iPhone does not. So shake to undo is available if the app you're using does not have an undo arrow for you to use, or if you can't reach it with one hand. Now, I typically don't recommend shake to undo to friends and family because I'm afraid that someone's $1,000 iPhone is going to go flying across the room while they're shaking to undo. However, it's there if you want it, and if you have a good grip, feel free to give it a try. Me, I'm going to stick to the backspace key. Number 6 is text replacement on iOS keyboards. Now, this is one of my favorite features on the iOS keyboard because it saves me time every single day. The text replacement feature allows you to assign a small number of characters to represent a word or a phrase. So if you pick up your iPhone now and you open any text editor, you can type the letters OMW and then tap the spacebar. And what you'll see are the words "on my way" appearing on your screen because OMW is a default text replacement shortcut that's built into your iPhone. So think of all the words and phrases that you type over and over again. You can cut that typing time in half by setting up text replacement shortcuts. I have one, for instance, that I use a lot for my email. I don't like typing my email address. I know what it is, it's just kind of tedious. So I have a shortcut where I press JW and then space, and it fills out my email address for me. So here's how to create your own. You go to Settings, General, Keyboard, and you tap Text Replacement. Tap the plus sign in the top right-hand corner. Next, enter the phrase that you want to avoid typing out. So in my case, it was an email address. Then do a shortcut for that phrase. So think of those groups of letters that you want to have or groups of symbols that you want to type in order to replace typing out the whole word or phrase. Now, a hint for this is to try and choose an uncommon grouping of letters. So there's not many words that I type out that start with JW in them. If you choose the letters TH, for instance, you're going to find this text shortcut popping up a lot because you're typing words like the and then and there. So choose an uncommon grouping of letters or symbols or punctuations that is easy for you to remember. And once you have that done, tap Save in the top right-hand corner. Now you can test out your shortcut in the Notes app or in email by typing your shortcut phrase and then tapping the spacebar. If it works, go back and create some more. Number 7 is talk to type with Siri dictation. So if one-handed typing is not a viable option for you, you can always skip typing altogether. All you do is tap the microphone key on the keyboard and then start talking to have words turned into text before your eyes. Once enabled, the keyboard will disappear and your iPhone will listen for words to type on the screen. You can use voice typing in any text field where you would normally use the keyboard, and words will appear in real time. When you're using Siri dictation, you can talk normally and use words like comma and exclamation point to add punctuation. Commands like new line or new paragraph can also be used when you need to take a new line or a new paragraph. And once you're done, tap the keyboard button at the bottom of your screen to turn off speech to text. For the most part, it's very accurate, but there may be the odd word that you need to go back and change. I think it's a very useful feature to know about. I once knew someone who had RSI in their hands and it was painful for them to write and reply to emails on a mobile device, so they used the text-to-speech. Give it a try if you haven't tried it before. It's really effective and easy to do. Number 8 is add world language keyboards. So if you're bilingual, you travel a lot, or you communicate with family and friends from other parts in the world, you may want to know that you can add keyboards from other countries. They exist alongside the native keyboard that you use right now. And although you can access many of the characters from other languages with the press and hold trick that we started with, having a full keyboard in the language of your choice is quicker when you're entering a long piece of text. So here's how that works. You go to Settings, General, Keyboard, and you tap on Keyboards. You've probably got two in there already, an English keyboard and an emoji keyboard. So tap Add New Keyboard, and then if you scroll down the page, you'll see options for keyboards from all kinds of different countries. Some countries even have dialects that will help you choose the right one you need. To try out your new keyboard, open a text editor like the Notes app, tap on the screen to summon up the keyboard, and tap and hold on the globe icon. You might not have had this globe icon before, you might have had the emoji icon, but once you add additional keyboards, it turns into a globe. So press and hold on the globe, and slide your finger up to select the keyboard that you added. To remove a keyboard, you go back to Settings, General, Keyboard, and then tap on Keyboards again. Then swipe left on the keyboard that you want to remove, or tap Edit in the top right-hand corner and tap the red circle to remove a keyboard. Number 9, swipe to select. Swipe to select is another of those kind of weird, obscure iOS keyboard tricks, but I know people who like it, so I decided to include it in this collection of top keyboard tips. It works on both the iPhone and the iPad, but it's generally more useful on the iPhone because of things like KeyFlex on the iPad. So here's how it works. It's a quick way of selecting a number or a capital letter. If you press and hold the Shift key and then slide your finger across to a letter key and then let go, your iPhone or iPad will type a capital letter. And the same works with numbers. If you press and hold on the 123 key and you slide your finger to a number and then let go, your iOS device will type that number and automatically return you to the ABC keyboard. It's not a life-changing experience, but some people like it as a way to speed up some of the typing that they do on a touchscreen. Number 10, trackpad mode on iPhones and iPads. Now, I don't want to oversell this one, but I think if you've never seen this before, you will be amazed by what this does, because it solves one of the biggest problems of typing on an iPad and an iPhone, and that's the ability to control the cursor. Have you ever found yourself tapping madly around the screen, trying to move the cursor to the right place in order to fix a typo or insert a word? Of course you have. I've done it too. We all have. This is why trackpad mode was invented. All you have to do is press and hold the space bar on an iOS device that's running iOS 12 or later, and then move your finger around the screen to control the cursor as if you were using a trackpad on a laptop. This works anywhere you can enter text. You can use it in Safari's address bar, you can use it in the Notes app with online forms or when writing email. Just press and hold the space bar, wait for the keyboard keys to all go blank, and then move your finger around the screen to move the cursor anywhere you need it on the page. And here's a bonus tip. On the iPad, some apps, like Notes for instance, also allow you to bypass the keyboard altogether. You simply put two fingers on the screen and drag them around to move the cursor to the correct position. Works like magic, and once you start doing this, you will never want to move the cursor any other way again. Number 11, split and undock for iPad thumb typing. So thumb typers, get ready to rejoice. The iPad may have a bigger screen, but it has a hidden feature that allows for easy split-screen thumb typing. All you have to do is press and hold the button in the bottom right-hand corner of your iPad keyboard, and you'll see an option there to split the keyboard. It puts one half on the far left-hand side of the screen and one half on the far right-hand side of the screen. That way, you can easily do some thumb typing on an iPad. To return your keyboard to its normal state, press and hold the same button, the one in the bottom right-hand corner, and then choose Merge, or if you're using your iPad in portrait mode, it's going to say Dock and Merge, and your keyboard will go back to normal. So, quick, easy way to split the keyboard, do some thumb typing. I know people that really love this. I hate it. It makes my typing a lot slower, but if you are a thumb typer and you can work well with this kind of accommodation, give it a go. Now, interestingly, neither of the 2018 iPad Pro models currently support the split keyboard mode. I don't know whether that's because Apple is phasing it out, but for all the other iPads, this is still a useful iOS trick to know about. Number 12, add third-party iOS keyboards. Apple introduced third-party keyboards way back in iOS 8, but there are still people that haven't tried one before, so I thought I'd include it in this list here. A third-party keyboard is a keyboard that was created by an app developer with the intention of replacing or augmenting the keyboard that you already use. There are third-party keyboards for GIFs, Bitmoji, translations, checking your grammar, and all kinds of other things. Here's how to add one. Download a keyboard app from the App Store, for instance, SwiftKey. Go to Settings, General, Keyboard, and tap on Keyboards. Tap Add New Keyboard, and you should see, underneath the keyboard you already have installed, the ability to add the keyboard you just installed from the App Store. So tap on that keyboard again, and turn on the switch next to Allow Full Access, because this is often required for full functionality. Now that your keyboard's been activated, you can launch an app like Notes to test it out. When the iOS keyboard appears, press and hold on the emoji or the globe button in the bottom left-hand corner, and then select your third-party keyboard. So a quick note about this, Apple does have a warning for those people that allow full access to third-party keyboards, because technically you allow the keyboard developer access to everything you type. This potentially includes passwords and other sensitive information. However, each app deals with this data in different ways, and good apps will tell you more about how that data is handled, encrypted, or stored in their app. In short, be careful what you install, and if in doubt, read the privacy policy. 13. iPad keyboard shortcuts. When you connect your iPad to Apple's Smart Keyboard or Smart Keyboard Folio, or even to a Bluetooth keyboard, you gain access to a slew of keyboard shortcuts that you can use to bend iOS to your will. Simple things like Command H can be used to send you back to your home screen. Command Option D will summon the dock in any app you're using. Command Space will open a spotlight search, while Command Tab will have you cycling quickly between your most recently used apps. Keyboard shortcuts can really speed up your workflow on an iPad and make it more like using a laptop, and an increasing number of apps support them. To see what shortcuts are available to you in an app, just hold down the Command key. This action will summon an overlay with all the keyboard shortcuts that you can use in that app. So there you have it, some keyboard tips and tricks. I hope you learned something new and useful in this episode. As always, links to everything I did talk about, as well as a blog post with all of this information, can be found at unpackingios.com. If you enjoyed the show, please hit subscribe, leave a review in the Apple Podcasts app, or share this podcast with your friends on social media. Thanks for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.